It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Governor Jared Polis has ordered new stimulus payments to Coloradans who have faced unemployment. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Colorado will make one-time payments of $375 to about 400,000 people who have been unemployed this year. Abby Silverstein, an unemployed 67-year-old career counselor, will save the money because she's not expecting more help from the federal government anytime soon.
Yeah, what it means for me is I will be saving it because I don't know what's going to happen at the end of December because my unemployment runs out then.
Jack Siachi, 78, had to stop driving Uber because of his wife's medical condition. He says they have used up all of their savings. The money will help, but it won't change much.
$375, you know, won't go far for anybody these days, but it is $375.
The payments go out in December. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Denver will reimburse some restaurants for the money they've spent to expand service outside. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
A day after the state handed down new COVID-19 restrictions on Denver restaurants, the city announced $435,000 in federal aid for restaurateurs who have bought heaters, tents, and other things needed for dining outside. Hector Soto is the owner of Los Mesones on West Colfax Avenue in Denver.
That'll be great. That helps a lot because sometimes it's kind of slow, sometimes a little bit of busy, but we can put like more people than when we have a permit. So the patio helps a lot, a lot.
Almost 350 restaurants have been permitted to expand onto sidewalks and parking lots since the pandemic hit. City officials say they'll aim to prioritize businesses in lower income areas. David Sachs, Denverite.
Wolf Creek near Pagosa Springs is the first resort to welcome skiers in Colorado this year. Wolf Creek President and CEO Davey Pitcher was concerned that some people would push back against rules about face coverings and social distancing. He says his fears were unfounded.
We were pleased that everybody was showing good faith efforts and cooperating and following our social distancing guidelines.
Pitcher says there were about 600 people on the mountain for opening day yesterday, more or less average for a weekday in October. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.